The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time. That means the Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829 is the number to call. Get your orders in. 10% off of Strauss Naturals. That's right. When you order the Heart Drops, guess what? You get a copy of the book, Beating Heart Disease, because this is Heart Health Month. We also have 10% off Grown by Nature products as well. This is the time to take advantage of all those things and keep us on the air. Know what I mean? All right. Now we move along here to our next exciting episode of things happening here on the Power Hour. There is an author out there who is the publisher of Hayride. His website is thehayride.com. And of course, I'm talking about Scott McKay. He's the author of a book called Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. And you see, there's a whole lot of things because it looks like, because Scott's been out there. He's an award-winning culture and politics site that it's what he's got with Hayride that covers Southern and national current events. His work can be found on the pages of the conservative mainstay, The American Spectator. He's a regular columnist, has been since 2012. And he, of course, wrote a political book called The Revivalist Manifesto. It's a distillation of the work that he does at The Hayride and The American Spectator, outlining the need and opportunity to form a new American political consensus in which a rethought conservative movement assumes leadership and creates a national revival. Of course, he started his writing career in 1997 with the launch of Purple and Gold, a sports magazine devoted to college athletics at LSU. So I guess he was a Tiger, baby. All right, come on. I had to do my Austin Powers. Lighten it up a little bit. You reside in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How are you, sir?
I do. Very good. Hey, thanks for that copious introduction.
I like that copious. It's like copacetic. It's a little derivative. I love it. How you been, sir?
Doing great. Today is Mardi Gras, so happy Mardi Gras to you.
Thank you.
You know, for those of you who are not indulging in all of the hedonism that we are so famous for down here, it's actually a work day for me, but I did mine this weekend, so.
Yep. It's all good. And please don't lift your shirts up, all right? You know, we're not throwing beads
right
here on the show.
That's
okay.
Right. But, yeah, there are no beads on the show. Got it. We're all set.
I know. And Scott, do you have a king's cake?
At one point earlier in the season, there was a king cake. That, you know, knocked that out, and I'm actually getting started a few days early on Lent. So it's keto and it's intermittent fasting productive self-abuse that people do when they make resolutions or deny themselves things. So
that's right. That's me. They say, I gave it up for Lent. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
that's right.
So the thing is, now I was reading show notes earlier in the show about what you do and what you're talking about. And the topic was, is the Obama deep state finally done with Biden? And of course, Dan Patrick seems to think that it's clear the Democratic deep state is done and it's run by Obama, and they don't want Biden in the saddle anymore. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with this nonsensical report that came out that says he's an elderly old man with a poor memory, which, of course, he's denouncing.
He's denouncing it. They did him a favor, because what else is in the report is this guy is cold busted guilty of spiriting away classified information that he had, you know, no authority to hold on to, not being the president of the United States. And not only that, he shared it with people. So, I mean, he's like a bold-faced violator of federal law. And yet, you know, the special counsel is like, well, we're not going to prosecute him because he's basically non compos mentis. You know, so like in one way, he's doing him a favor. Politically, he's damaging him, obviously. But it's not like Robert Hur said anything that everyone in America doesn't already know about Joe Biden. They knew that about him back in 2020, and they ran him anyway. You can go back and watch the debates among, you know, they had two dozen candidates in that year. And they gave Biden the nomination, and he was clearly the least mentally competent candidate on the stage. And because he was an Obama puppet of long standing, he ended up getting the nomination. The one they wanted was Kamala Harris, but they couldn't sell her. And I think that's probably still true, which is, you know, why this subject is so interesting. Like, what are they going to do if it gets to the point where they really can't carry Biden any further?
Well, the bigger problem, Scott, and everybody knows this too, is that Obama got on TV some years ago and said, well, if I had the opportunity, and I'm paraphrasing here, I would sit in my basement with an earpiece in my ear and be somebody's little Jiminy Cricket. That kind of is what it looks like now, doesn't it?
Yeah, they call that predictive programming. you know, I like, and it's, look, and people have asked me, like, well, you know, what's the smoking gun proof that Obama is actually in charge of the Biden administration? And I'll admit that it's chiefly circumstantial, but there's a mountain of it. And the, you know, sort of the most glaring was, I guess it's about two years ago now, when Obama showed back up at the White House. Right. And, you know, got mobbed by all the people over there as like a conquering hero. And, you know, you remember the video. Joe Biden's walking around the room trying to strike up a conversation with somebody and nobody will talk to him. I mean, you know, they all want to talk to the boss. They want to talk to Obama. And, you know, it's everybody who's Biden's inner circle, his team. They're all Obama people. And that's not. It, you know, there's some of that in every, you know, Democrat administration is going to borrow from the previous Democrat administration. But it's almost always a mix. Like the president brings his guys who've been with him when he was governor somewhere or a senator or what have you. And that didn't really happen. These are all Obama people that surround Biden. And Obama, I mean, and this is not nothing. Obama is the first ex-president to choose to live in Washington, D.C. after his presidency, you know, and like that is something that's never happened in 250 years. And yet, you know, here it is. And it's very clear. I mean, you wouldn't have David Axelrod talking about firing Biden from the ticket. If, you know, Axelrod is absolutely Obama's mouthpiece. He wouldn't be saying that stuff if Joe Biden was actually in control. You know, it's like it's never happened. Nobody talked about, you know, bouncing George W. Bush off the ticket in 2004 or bouncing Bill Clinton off. I mean, those guys, for better or worse, were in charge of their own White House or White Houses. But Biden clearly is not. And so it's definitely the Obama machine. And this is why you have this talk about parachuting somebody in at the convention instead of Biden. And yet, I don't think Joe Biden goes willingly, so they may have a real interesting little problem on their hands.
Yeah, see, and this probably is the focus of Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's All Obama, the book you wrote out. This is probably part of that. But see, people are looking at this thing going, okay, now we have, and see, the big rumor is that the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift, and, you know, see, Biden, first off, he didn't bother making his little commentary like most presidents do. During the Super Bowl, they have a little speech they do, and Biden passed on that one, probably because they couldn't get a teleprompter in front of them that people wouldn't see. Oh, look, he's fighting with a teleprompter again. And, you know, then you've got the I refer to him as, you know, a pedo, hair-sniffing, ice-cream-licking, I want to see what's in Ashley Biden's diary kind of guy. You know, I can't.
Well, and after Thursday, right? Well, and after Thursday, you know, with his little, I don't know if you'd call it an impromptu press conference or poorly prepared press conference, whatever it was. But I mean, I liken that to the final scene of the Kane Mutiny, when Captain Queeg shows everybody why the officers relieved him on the deck, with, you know, when he pulls his steel balls out and has a meltdown. That was Biden on Thursday. After that, he needed a good, solid lid for several days, which is why there was no Joe Biden at the Super Bowl.
Interesting. Here again, though, Scott. Was it when he blew out on Peter Ducey and goes, yeah, I'm saying enough. I let you speak, didn't I? I mean, you know, how much more of this?
That wasn't great.
I mean, the White House press corps, how much more of this abuse do they have to take?
Well, and, you know, the thing was, is that for the first time in 4 years, basically, these guys finally started smelling a little blood and asking some tough questions. And you saw how bad that went. And, you know, I know probably most Americans looked at that and said, wait a minute, why wasn't this kind of questioning, you know, on hand back in 2020? We would have known a lot more about who this guy was if he'd have had to answer tough questions. And he hasn't the entire time he's been president. You know, so I don't know that the media has done themselves any favors covering for this guy as long as they have. But the question is, you know, if they know that Joe Biden is unsalvageable, do they go and finish him off to salvage their own credibility to an extent? And that, you know, that's something I'm sure is part of what's driving all these guys talking about needing to get Biden off the ticket, is they can see this coming and they can realize how bad it is. When he's already down 5 or 6 or 7 points in some of these polls to Trump.
Well, and see, the thing that gets us is that, you know, pretty much most of the people who voted for Trump are looking at this as Obama's third term, is what's going on now. And now Obama, the rhetoric out there is now, and this is something that's very disturbing, because one, you know, they all thought that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, after the Chiefs won, that it was all rigged and they were going to come out and say, oh, yeah, and Taylor Swift is endorsing President Biden. I mean, we're just now finding out that Biden is using TikTok to appeal to Gen Z, trying to score what votes he's not going to get, because most of them don't trust him. But the bigger problem I have is now he's going to invite the Chiefs to the White House and everybody's asking, oh, are they going to allow anybody else to tag along, like Taylor Swift? Are they going to do a little presser? And Taylor's going to go, and I'm endorsing. And I said, you know what? Trump's already said, Taylor, look, I helped you out back when we had that musician's act out there that I helped salvage your career. And you've forgotten me, and you endorsed Biden in 2020. And Taylor, I don't think it'd be a good idea for you politically. And a lot of other people have advised her not to do this, not to endorse Biden. I'm just wondering what's going to happen if she does show up with the Chiefs when they go to the White House and Biden reaches over and tries to grope her and sniff her hair. I wonder if she's going to change her mind about it then.
And it would be classic Joe Biden if he did that.
Would be so pissed.
They may have him stand on top of a microphone stand and you know, belt that thing to his body under his suit so that he can't move over there, you know, or put him on a shock collar or something.
Oh my God! A shock collar. Well, you mentioned
the Obama third term. You could make the argument, and I get into this a little bit in Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. You know, you could make the argument that this is actually not the third term, but the fourth term of Obama, based on the shadow government that he ran when Trump was president. And you know, the deep state and all of the efforts that it made at destroying his presidency, whether it was the 2 years that we wasted with the Mueller investigation, or really the thing at the end with Hunter Biden's laptop and all these intelligence community spooks lying and saying that it was Russian disinformation. I mean, we're closing out on 16 years of Barack Obama being the most consequential political figure in America, greatly to our country's detriment. And the effect of this has been to make fundamental transformations of America along lines that no one voted for, right? Back in 2006 or 2007, if I'd have told you, hey, you know, the big social issue in America in 15 years is going to be transgenderism, you would have thought I was crack. You would have thought I was completely out of my mind, crazy. And yet, that's what we've got. And I would, you know, I wrote the book because this stuff is not an accident. It was contrived and executed. And Obama and the people around him are the contrivers and executors.
You know, you make a very valid point, Scott. And I wish that our phone lines were open, because I'm sure people are just burning up trying to dial our toll-free number that doesn't work anymore. But I'll tell you something. This is all the point you made about this being his fourth term. Because of what he did to Trump, because Trump did not drain the swamp, because all these people that deep state were there around him, like people like Bill Barr and people like that, were controlling the narrative. They were not going to let Trump do anything. Trump had handlers with deep state, acquainted with deep state, that weren't going to let him move an inch. They were going to give him so much, and then they ran him in. You know, the whole thing was trying to control his ego. At the same time, they were slipping all these, you know, little issues underneath that were sabotaging his presidency. But now we're faced with another thing. You brought up transgenderism. This is going to open up another can of worms here, because I've already been poking at the possibility that here we go with the Democratic primary, and who might get put in there to run? Michael Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama. I knew you did. You want to talk about, you know, I mean, I've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures of the two of them. They had the guy on that had gay relations with Obama, so we know he's gay. We know he likes it, you know where. I mean, the thing is it's only natural to assume, it's like, are those really his kids? Were they, you know, did they come from a surrogate? You know, why does she look like that? Why does she have her head shaved like that, and she's sitting there cuddling with Obama on the couch? How do we know that's not a dude? Kind of looks like one, unless it's had facial feminization surgery. I mean, everybody's got ideas out there that they're going to try to put her in the driver's seat in the Democratic. They're going to try to run Michelle Obama. This would be period number five. My God, can we even withstand that?
Well, the short answer is no. I think we may end up getting saved from having to deal with that for a couple of reasons, which is, number one, Michelle Obama is not about the work. You know, this is not somebody that's run for office. It's not somebody that actually liked being first lady. And so, you know, I don't think there's any genuine desire on her part to be president. And then the second thing is, you can't tell her what to do. So those two things actually might be the saving grace. You know, as well as I do, that if they do end up parachuting her in, the media orgasm that will touch off is going to be something that is, very difficult for anybody to withstand. As talented as Trump is at getting attention from the media, that's a major uphill climb. So, you know, and it would be much, much better if we could move on from the Obamas, but I think we don't actually do that until people understand exactly how much damage they've done to the country. And I mean, I don't need to sell you on that, obviously, but there are a lot of people out there who just, like, really do not understand all of the things that have been done to change America. And of course, read the book and you'll see, like, way more than you ever thought was possible, whether it's race relations, whether it's the changes to the economic system, the weaponization of government, the war on faith, on and on and on. And if you make Michelle Obama the president, it could very well finish us off. Simply because you will be putting Barack Obama back in the White House, literally, and he will control the place. And we just can't have that. So there's that. The question really is, though, if you can't ride Biden to the finish line and you can't get Michelle Obama to parachute in, like, what are your options if you're the Democrats to keep this thing running? And, you know, like, it takes a lot of talent and money to keep a political machine running. Typically speaking, on the national level, you're going to get about 15 to 20 years, and that's it. And I think they may be coming to the end of their little run here, you know, but I wouldn't take anything for granted, because it's clear, you know, one of the key things about Team Obama is that these guys do not admit defeat, and they escalate. Right. I mean, you beat them at something and they come back a lot harder and a lot meaner. Like, for example, when he got clobbered in the 2010 midterm elections by the Tea Party people, they immediately set the IRS on all of the Tea Party groups and all but shut them down with audits and, you know, various forms of persecution. And by 2012, the Tea Party had no ability to affect the presidential election. Right. So just remember that, you know, and so you can look at the base politics of this and you can say, you know, I can be really hopeful because I think this is, you know, the dawn is coming. The problem is, like, you can't take for granted that these people are going to admit defeat because they don't care about the constitutional system that, you know, that we've established. Their power is more important than our Constitution. And so, you know, I mean, if there's a free and fair 2024 election, I think it's pretty clear that Trump is the front runner and the favorite to win that. But, you know, that may assume too much. And I think vigilance and rude questions are definitely on order for right now.
Well, and see, not only that, but you're talking about what they did to the Tea Party with the IRS. I mean, look what the deep state is doing to Trump right now with
Absolutely.
All of these different criminal charges. I mean, you think this is Obama, too, underneath behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, you know, all of the particulars and all of the principles behind these various lawfare exercises that they've launched against Trump, you know, I mean, you dig into it and it's, I mean, the people behind all this, and I'm talking about Jack Smith's higher ups, they're all Obama people that are in the Biden White House. Okay. I mean, these are all old school, you know, Chicago style Obama Democrat operatives embedded in the Justice Department and some of these other agencies to gin up these prosecutions. Politically, they haven't had the effect that they wanted. But, you know, their thought is, well, we could just put this guy in jail and, you know, and then there's not much of an election to worry about. You know, we'll see what happens. I don't think it'll work simply because I think our system is maybe stronger than these people thought. But, you know, I don't have any faith in a jury in New York or D.C. to do the right thing. I mean, an appellate court maybe, but not a jury. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, a lot of people look at juries as 12 brain deads, but I think that they don't understand what jury nullification is because most people don't understand what these courts are all about. Because these courts, I mean, the United States government was incorporated in 1871 because they couldn't pay their bills. This is another part of the entire equation that most of America doesn't understand. And of course, now they basically misled Trump, played on his ego, came out with Operation Warp Speed. 220 million people went out. A lot of them, Trump supporters, believed everything that Trump said and the government said. Trump was misled. I mean, that's what a lot of us believe. There's some people out there that think they just fed on his ego. But they think this whole thing with the jab with Pfizer and making Big Pharma rich was all. Do you think this is another Obama ploy? I mean, we had the Affordable Care Act.
I don't know that I would put the COVID stuff on Obama, but I definitely think the Democrat Party and, you know, pals on Wall Street and, you know, the money behind that party, if you don't think that those guys profited based on everything that happened with COVID and the lockdowns and the vaccines and the mandates and all the rest of it, then you're not paying attention. I mean, whether this thing was a plandemic, as people say, or whether it was just a great opportunity that folks with information took advantage of, I mean, clearly, none of this stuff was organic, right? I mean, You know, I mean, to go read Deborah Birx's book, and you will see that this was not an honest public servant trying to, you know, to make people well. You know, this was somebody who was attempting to use COVID as a lever for power. And, you know, openly lied to the administration as often as she could to keep the lockdowns running because it was going to destroy Trump politically. And this is somebody whose job it is to manage the epidemic. And all she cared about was politics. You know, and I mean, of course, you can hang that on Mike Pence's head that, you know, like this woman needed to have been fired the first time they caught her lying. You know, and of course, Fauci needed to be fired as soon as COVID happened. And they looked into, okay, why did this happen, and realized that it came from that lab in China that he had given money to. He should have been out the door immediately, if not prosecuted. And yet, you know, I mean, he outlasted Trump. And I think this had to do with Trump not being prepared for the depth of the sabotage that was laid in for him. You know, if it wasn't COVID, it probably would have been something else that they would have eventually gotten him with. So hopefully if he goes back into the White House, it'll be, you know, a little older and a lot wiser and you know, much more understanding of what he's getting into.
Right. I agree with that. And now the other thing, too, is Nimrata. That's the other little thing. She keeps claiming that she's going to win the presidency, that she's going to get the Republican, the GOP nomination, but she's trailing behind Trump. I use Nimrata because that's who she is. She goes to New Hampshire, and then all of a sudden you find out all of these Democrats are throwing money behind her. These donors, and then you find out that they're manipulating. You got these phone calls to people from allegedly Joe Biden's voice. I mean, you think all this is Obama too controlling, trying to control the narrative?
Well, you know, Reid Hoffman, who is the guy who founded LinkedIn and is also a Jeffrey Epstein buddy boy. Reid Hoffman was basically the money behind Nikki Haley from the beginning. And he's definitely an Obama Democrat. What I would say is some of this is sort of the proof that Donald Trump, for all of his flaws, is really the antidote to Obamianism. And Bush Republicanism certainly is not. And the deal, Nikki Haley is interchangeable with John McCain, Mitt Romney. Okay, I mean, that's who she is. She represents, DeSantis had it right. He said she represents warmed over corporatism. And, you know, Obama was the magic bullet to kill that politically. You know, you can look at the Nikki Haley experience as sort of a redux of what was done with McCain and Romney. I mean, those guys became the nominee in 8 and 12 because the media and Democrat crossover voters just bum-rushed the rest of the field. You can't do that with Trump in the way.
I know it. Well, Scott, we're out of time. There's the music. We got to get going. But you know, I'm going to tell you what, folks, this is going to be on our website. You can go there and click on our preferred authors, and you can buy the book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. Thank you, Scott McKay. I appreciate your time. Amberlynn Vitale joins us next.
Leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open. And of course, you can get 10% off Grown by Nature supplements. We have Amberlynn Vitale on the show with us again. Oh, it's so wonderful to have you back. There's a lot of people out there that don't know Amber very well. I've only seen her maybe one time. I've had the pleasure of being with her a few times here on the show and talking about Grown by Nature supplements because she is board certified, as a matter of fact, in holistic nutrition, Ayurveda, and public speaking. And she's a certified dietary supplement professional under the oversight of the National Association of Nutrition Professionals, an Ayurvedic clinical consultant. I mean, that's huge because not a lot of people understand what Ayurvedic medicine is all about, traditional Ayurvedic medicine. You might want to, let's elaborate on that before we get into the crux of the conversation here about all the great products we have at the Power Mall.
Well, just briefly, I mean, Ayurveda is, we call it an ancient medicine, but it's truly a medical wisdom. It's a lot wiser than a lot of modern medicine today. They even had surgeries. But really, it helps me see people for their individuality, for their constitution. Ashwagandha isn't for everyone. High vitamin C isn't for everyone. You know, some people need more magnesium, some people need less. And that individuality can be tested today through genetic testing, but we can see it a lot. Actually, Ayurvedic doctors can take pulse diagnosis and look at the face and the tongue and come up with the same conclusion as genetic testing. That's what's amazing.
Wow. Boy, that's huge. You know, because there's a thing. We have seemingly got into this. It's like with pets and rabies shots and humans and vaccines. It's a one size fits all. And what you just said is it's not one size fits all.
No. And luckily, holistic nutrition looks at that too, or should be looking at that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're on board because of the fact that people need to hear this. Much of your nutrition practice has been in collaboration with functional medicine doctors and integrated practitioners. But the thing is that, you know, there's a natural consequence here as far as what Grown by Nature does. And then there's all this synthetic garbage that's floating around in the market right now. Big difference, isn't it?
There is a big difference. For daily living, there's a big difference. Everybody needs a different dose of medicine. And some people, for where they're at, where their consciousness is at, where their mind is at, they might need that pharmaceutical dose. They might need that synthetic dose. That they might need what they believe in. But for daily living and having a supplement that gives us more than what we're getting, even in our good organic food, you want it to be like a food. You want your body to recognize it as food. And I'm a testament to how my body recognizes the Grown by Nature supplements for sure.
How so?
I mean, I'm very healthy and I have sort of a health vanity and I already eat really well. I mean, I cheat, believe me. I cheat, but I don't even call it cheating. I enjoy life. But starting to take the multi and the B vitamin, B complex, I mean, my nails just went nuts. I mean, they're growing and I work on a farm. So I got my hands in gloves and dirt and they're growing long and I had to start like manicuring them, you know? The hair, I mean, it's getting there and we'll see, you know, I'm 51, about to turn 52. I've got a lot of things stacked against me, but I think, it's hanging on there. It's hanging in.
I don't believe that for a minute because see, the thing is that, you know, when you ask people, and this is the thing, a lot of people are afraid to ask people whether they got the jab or not. It's just something that's like HIPAA personal. Don't ask people stuff like that. And then, you know, people, if they want you to know, they'll volunteer it. And that's why I just freely say, you know, I didn't take the jab. And then all of a sudden they go, well, I did, you know, like you're un-American. And it's like, no, that's nothing to do with that. It's your belief system and the end result of what's going to happen to you. Those who didn't take the jab are healthier than those who did. We obviously know that now because now we're seeing the end result. People obviously, because you're talking about your nails and your hair growth, those are the first two things that I think when I see that and hear that, and I mean, it's looking good. I mean, you're getting the mop. I mean, it looks good. I don't know what else. I mean, you know, you get up in the morning.
Last time I came on, you know.
Yeah, I know. But see, the thing is if I don't get in the shower, I look like that too. So anyway, I just take the wig off, you know. No, I'm just kidding. Sure. The thing is, though, is that it's selenium that does it, isn't it?
Well, selenium is one of those trace minerals that's so important and we really don't have in the standard American diet. I mean, people are not accessing it unless you're eating seafood. You know, if you're eating raw oysters, raw clams, raw mussels, you might get it. It's depleted in the soil here, so I definitely need to take it. I take that selenium iodine B12 combination, and that helps to strengthen the nails. So in Ayurvedic medicine, hair and nails are a waste product of the body, but Ayurveda views waste as something valuable, not something yucky, right? And you want to examine the quality of your waste products to determine if you are properly nourished. So you won't have strong hair. You won't have strong nails. You won't have good skin. You won't have clean smelling sweat. You know, you won't have a minimum of earwax if you are not properly nourished.
Interesting.
So products are very important to look at. And as you know, you can do heavy metal testing on the hair and that can kind of tell you, oh, well, if it's in your hair, it's definitely in your body. So same idea.
No doubt. Well, so this whole thing with the supplements and how it balances all this, I mean, people have taken Grown by Nature supplements. I'm sure if they understand the multivitamin and everything else, and I take the Pro Mag X Magnesium Renatured. the thing is that, you know, those who are suffering from leg cramps and other maladies like that will find that magnesium huge. But that also, like selenium, seems to be lacking not only in the soil, but I mean, just in our daily human nutritional consumption.
Yeah, magnesium is a confusing thing because anything that's green has magnesium in it. That's what you have to remember. A magnesium is the center of the chlorophyll molecule. So if it's green, it has magnesium in it, but you don't eat corn stalks. You don't eat bean stalks. So the plant wants to grow, and it's taking the nitrogen and the phosphorus and the potassium from the fertilizer and shooting up and taking all that magnesium into all that waste plant material that you don't eat. So is there any in the corn? Is there any in the bean? Is there any in the avocado? Is there any in the fig? Is there any in the apple? You know, is it in the fruit that we eat? Is it in the almond? Is it in the Brazil nut, the selenium, right? If it's not, if there's not enough in the soil, the plant's just going to grow with it and put out a seed. That's all it needs to do. It doesn't have to have those things in that seed.
So the thing is, if we're going to be farming and doing our own little horticulture projects around the yard or on the back porch or whatever the case may be, because some people are, you know, shut in cities and don't have the opportunity and they have to grow stuff on their patio. Soil nutrients. I mean, have you gone that far into studying? I mean, with the kind of stuff you're talking about with nutrition, you obviously know what constitutes healthy soil, because obviously you're doing some of this growing yourself, right?
Right. And I'm working on it. And I have really good friends and good people to talk to who are more soil oriented and soil scientists. But the soil has to be alive. We put minerals all over our land when we got here to these 25 acres. We looked at what was missing and we cast those minerals. But until you get microbiological activity, i.e. microbiome, it doesn't get fixed. This is what is so amazing about Grown by Nature. It is a microbiome that is taking a mineral or a vitamin into it, making it bioavailable to you. So just like I have to go put minerals on the soil, but until I add compost tea with soil-based organisms and they work that those minerals into a living matrix, it doesn't become available to the plant. And so it's the same with a lot of vitamins for you. Why a lot of synthetics are high dose is because you have to flood the cells. You have to flood the gut lining to get them into the bloodstream and then into the cells of your body. So you have to have a lot to get any into the cell because they're not a recognizable form. Now, there are coenzymated Bs that are synthetic and laboratory coenzymated, and those are proven to be much more bioavailable, which is great. But what you get with Grown by Nature is that living matrix, because you've got a bacterial cell or a yeast cell busted open with all of its complex matrix and that little nutrient that you're after locked in there. The magnesium is my favorite because, you know, we talk about dairy. When I was young and you were young, you know, it was like drink milk because, you know, you get strong bones and it has all this other stuff. Milk has a ton of stuff in it. But really, it's the microorganisms that can fix those nutrients for you. And so the magnesium goes through this milk. It's not dairy, but it goes through a bacterial growth, bacteria that would grow on dairy. So it's like a non-dairy yogurt that the magnesium is cultured in. So it has that matrix that if you were actually milking a goat and drinking that milk, that's how you would get it.
And see, the thing is about dairy, you know, and I was thinking when you were talking about doing your soil, you put redworms in your soil too, don't you?
Yeah, you do have to put some.
Yeah, redworms are great for that.
Yes.
Moving along to the dairy, though, is what those cows eat. That's the end result of what's in your dairy. So if they're eating, like you said, green, magnesium, green, and they're eating green as in alfalfa and, you know, the necessary nutrients rather than weeds, I mean, you're going to get out of the dairy what they eat, right?
Yes, for the most part. So because our soil is deficient in selenium, it affects our sheep and they're not healthy. So I have to supplement them selenium, and then it will be in the meat products that we eat from those sheep as well.
Wow, that's an awful lot of treatment to the soil, but you're using natural ingredients. You're not using all this garbage stuff out there that everybody else is using as far as fertilizer. There are natural fertilizers out there that put it back in. Now, see, the thing is it's amazing how we can take refuse from some animals and make fertilizer out of it and make the soil. You know, you guys want to go through all that mess, or you want to actually Just go to the Power Mall right now because we're open 877-817-9029 and ask for the 10% discount because it's there for Grown by Nature supplements. We've got them at the Power Mall. The magnesium is there, so you can order that. I've still got a whole bottle of multivitamins I'm working on. And this is a one-a-day thing. What is so great about those multivitamins? I notice, you know, when I'm taking them, man, the hair and nails go crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the full complement of what you need on a daily basis. Now, remember, no multivitamin has room for a lot of calcium and magnesium, right? And oftentimes there's D, but not as much as you might need if you aren't getting into the sun in the winter. So those are things you want to supplement extra. But the multivitamin has all of these nutrients in this matrix. It's either bound in yeast, grown in yeast, or grown in Lactobacillus bulgaricus. And that makes it very easy for your gut to take in. It's gentle. You can take it in the morning with no food. You know, so if you're running out the door, you don't feel a stomach ache because it's just very gentle. I call it buffered, but not in the synthetic way. You know, and you get more into your system and you'll feel it. You'll feel that energy. The B complex is a very good soft energy. A lot of Bs that are just straight B vitamins in powder with no whole food matrix, you get kind of that surge of energy and you're a little like, ugh. This is a very gentle, long lasting energy, which I love. And you look at your urine. If your urine is like neon yellow, you didn't absorb a lot. If it's a little bit yellow, you absorbed a lot more.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a good way to tell. See, because people aren't paying too much attention to that. The vitamin B complex, what's different from other products on the market versus Grown by Nature's?
Well, this one comes with vitamin C in it, which is already making it something very unique. And the B vitamins, so if you have this MTHFR deficiency, methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase deficiency, which is a genetic mutation. There are like 60 some different variations of it. So a lot of us have at least one copy of this mutation, and it makes it difficult for us to take things that aren't bioactive. And so it shows up after years and years of synthetic vitamins that are not activated, that you're taking just straight folic acid and it's actually causing you problems as opposed to benefiting you. And so that kind of person, like you and me, you know, we eat pretty well. We try to sleep well. We try to manage our stress. We try to get some exercise in. And so we don't maybe notice it as much, but you get under stress. You start drinking too much coffee. You have too many martinis in the evening. You start to notice it. I didn't even know I had that until I tried to get pregnant a third time when I was older and I went and got tested and had it. And by that time I was drinking, you know, coffee and wine, and that messes with you, you know? So you need either a whole food vitamin that has these forms in it naturally, because food does have multiple forms of folate, multiple forms of riboflavin, multiple forms of B6. There's not one form, and it is not a acid form, right? It is in multiple forms. And so you can go for a synthetic that's coenzymated if you really are working with a practitioner and you need to get to a certain place. But once you're back to daily living and maintenance, this Grown by Nature is the one that offers you those versions of each multivitamin, each mineral in a complex as you would eat it.
So the thing is that, you know, the multivitamin is good if you're just, you know, like, I don't like taking pills. You know, you have a hard time because the older you get, the swallowing problem, you know, starts to manifest itself. It does. And a lot of our listeners, you know, they want to just take like one or two. They don't want to take a whole bunch. And so that's why you have the multivitamin there, and it is gentle. I can speak from experience on that. The vitamin C, however, that's a necessity, especially with the way that you go to the store, the fruit supply, all this stuff. I mean, right now is not a very good – I mean, I'm looking at the stuff on the store shelves right now when you're trying to buy fruit and vegetables. I mean, they just –
Oh, yeah, no, it's terrible. Yeah, you need it in the winter. Look at that color in the vitamin C.
Amazing.
You know, this is food. It's food. I love that.
And all right. So, you know, I guess, you know, can you kind of like give us a little clue as to what food is in the vitamin C, where you're getting the natural nutrients from?
With vitamin C, you kind of have to smash it into a food that naturally has vitamin C. So you've got the food with the vitamin C enhanced with vitamin C, and it's meeting those receptor sites. And then you can, introduce it into fermentation and get it taken up by the microorganisms. So it still has those brightly colored polyphenols in it that it would have if you were having, I don't know, like think about where they do like fermented pineapple drink and this kind of a thing, which is really healthy for the microbiome. And it's activating all these nutrients in the pineapple and making them very available to you. You know, and these are traditional drinks and things that you would get around the world that we just don't do. Orange juice, yes, it has that, but you're getting so much sugar at the same time as you're getting, I mean, what do you need, like 12 oranges, you know, to get 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C? That's no more than that, actually, because it's like 60 milligrams per orange. So, you know, just a couple of these and you've got no sugar and you're getting that food matrix.
Yeah, that's important. And then, of course, nobody wants to drink 12 glasses of OJ in the morning. I mean, it's just...
It's 12. It's like 15 or so oranges in a glass. That's the crazy part. But you're talking even 8 ounces of orange juice has so much sugar in it. And that is just not what we need. I love this time-restricted eating. Love to extend that window when you're not eating from dinner to breakfast the next day. You just cannot start your day with sugar. You should start your day with protein and good fats. And so if you need to get these nutrients, you know, you don't want to be getting them from that much fruit. You would not sit down and eat 5 oranges in a row, even.
So as a nutritionist, though, you just said you need to start your day with protein and not carbs. That's my understanding.
Absolutely true.
And if you're diabetic, does that hold true as well?
Especially holds true. Protein, your body can make the sugar it needs. Fat will give you energy that is not glucose dependent. It'll give more energy to your brain. Your brain uses about, I think it was 70% ketone energy and only 30% glucose energy. And so the glucose energy it can make through gluconeogenesis, where your body can make glucose from protein and other things or complex carbs. And so really what you're missing is those good fats. And I mean, not seed oils, not the canola, sunflower, safflower, peanut, soybean, none of that. You know, you want to have coconut, MCTs, medium chain triglycerides from coconut. You want to have avocados, olive oil. You want to have fish oils or algal oils if you're vegan, you know, where you're getting these delicate oils like omega-3s and not so much omega-6. Healthy saturated fats, healthy monounsaturated fats.
You know, it's amazing talking to a nutritionist. You just get immersed in all of this stuff and then the scientific lingo and everything. And you're like, wow, she really knows her stuff.
Well, I'm trying to make it so we understand what it is. But,
yeah, we got
olive
it.
Olive oil has monounsaturated fats.
Yeah. No, I mean, and people understand that. I mean, you know, our audience is probably some of the smartest people on the planet. So, you know, they're paying very close attention to what's going on. But, you know, the ones that we really today we're focusing on was vitamin C, vitamin B complex, and the ProMag X magnesium. But for those of you that like the multivitamin, I can't say enough about it. I mean, it's there for those of you that don't want to take a lot of pills. And I don't know, it doesn't have, I mean, does it hurt to take one of everything? I mean, it's like the things we're talking about here. I mean, is it going to hurt you to take one vitamin C, one B complex, and one magnesium along with your multivitamin, and you'll still be okay? Or
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Really?
I'm pretty okay. Yeah. So, I mean, a good regimen for me in the day is one of the B complex with C because it has a little C just to help with the B complex. That's also great for your hair, skin, and nails because that right there, vitamin C, collagen, and all of that, elastin, keratin. I got to have my magnesium, and especially if I'm trying to help with immunity, I'm going to take some vitamin C. So I think that's pretty normal. You're going to get a little bit of C, a little bit of mag, a little bit of B complex in your multi. But if you have extra stress, you know, if you're exercising a lot, that is stress on the body. Over-exercising is how they test stress on rodents and on humans, right? And you need your extra vitamin C if you're trying to you know, not get sick this time of year or any time of year. And you need extra vitamin C if you're fighting aging, if you're trying to not get wrinkles, not get, you know, brittle nails. Smokers need extra vitamin C. It will also help with that smoker-related macular deterioration of the retina. Vitamin C is a huge part of the jelly in the eye and hyaluronic acid production, and that nourishes the retina. So, you know, there's a lot of areas. Your heart needs vitamin C. These bioflavonoids, citrus bioflavonoids, are well known to be associated with heart health. They help you suck up the LDL, make particle sizes larger so they don't penetrate the blood vessel linings and cause plaquing, right? So these bioflavonoids are very important for that. Magnesium is very important for heart function. The muscles contract with calcium and they release with magnesium. So a lot of us have a lot of calcium in our diet and we're contracting. But if you don't get that full relaxation of the heart muscle, it can't fully contract and pump the blood out. So you get arrhythmias where your heart gets all confused like a muscle twitch. So magnesium is a huge part of heart function.
See, and this is February is Heart Health Month. Besides being Mardi Gras today, which, you know, our previous guest brought up. I was gonna mention that, but oh well. Amber, thanks so much for joining us. It's great. Grown by Nature supplements are 10% off at the Power Mall. We are out of time for today, but we'll be back with our Hump Day edition tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you, Amber, for all your insight. God, it's just great to have you on the show. Have fun up there in the 25 acres, man. I'm jealous. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Do something positive today.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.